Just your thoughts on a match where you guys went out from minute number one to the very end to just take care of what needed to be done on home.
Well, our game plan was to, well, we stuck to our game plan. We did exactly what the coach asked us to do from the very start, and we tried to execute as good as we could, and that was about it.
What have you seen from the guys that got their first caps tonight from Canada? Just the difference they bring to the team, a different attacking option in some areas. The keeper tonight, I know he wasn't as busy as you'd want to be or needs to be, but just the infusion that you guys have seen.
I think the three guys who had their debut tonight, they did very well. They're very young, and they bring a lot to the team. Attacking-wise, they're very clever. You know, they think with a young mentality. They're very fearless, and we need that in this team. You know, we need the young guys to start participating with us, getting with us more, and doing more with us to be, you know, together with us and in the environment. So when we do get to a higher stage or, you know, a team like Mexico, then they're comfortable and they could perform at the best.
Can you ever get used to having a two-man back line, and how nice is it to try to have a guy like
that? I think it's normal to have a two-man back line, but it's fantastic to have a Thibaut. He's been playing the game for so long. He's very knowledgeable. He knows a lot, and he talks to us. He informs us of anything that needs to be done, and it's fantastic. I love playing with us.
Three clean sheets in a row. Tell us about the defense tonight. I know everybody talks about goals, but...
I mean, we're attacking most of the time, so on defense you just have to keep focused and ready to for anything to happen at any time. So I mean, the toughest part for us today was to stay focused and be ready for anything that happened. It could be someone slipping or anything like that. Just stay focused so to not concede and keep your team in the game.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to bring the next interview over here.
Your family is partially from Dominica.
Actually, my family is
from Dominica. So what? I guess what sort of experience was that like, being able to play against them on the world stage?
This is my second time playing against them, actually. I played in Dominica against them in the World Cup qualification. And I mean, it's tough and it's fun at the same time because it's where I was born. I lived there for 9 years. I came to Canada when I was 9 years old. So, I mean, it's exciting. And
getting the win.
When you look at when you first joined this team a little over a year ago, World Cup experience, and now the different attacking options that you guys have, like, what does that do for a player like yourself who can run with the ball, attack, and also distribute as well?
You know, it creates a lot of room for me to express my game. We have a lot of good midfielders to make that run, to look for you, to find you. And that's how the attacking players are coming in. It just makes it a little bit easier to play.
Good. Thank you. I'm going to get Blue.
One more question.
Yeah, one more question.
Can you tell us about the dynamics between some of the veterans and the younger players?
Yeah, the dynamic is good. You know, as young players, we try to bring the energy in the room. As veterans, they try to bring their leadership on the field.
Does it matter balancing the two events?
Yes, it is. Thank you.